morning, beautiful people. This is your girl, Ernisha, and welcome to the For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today is May 7th, 2020. What is going on, beautiful people? I know, I haven't recorded an episode since forever. Because I ain't got nothing but time, honey, nothing but time. But today we're going to talk about self-love and how that incorporate with my life now being 32 years old, but I'll be 33 July 7th. So, like I said, today we'll be talking about self-love and what journey it been for me to get to this point in my life, taking it steps of loving myself. So I'm gonna take it back to middle school. Middle school was scary for me, because you're coming out of elementary school, going to a whole different environment, and most kids, not most, I should say 50-50. So 50 is excited, the other 50 is like excited but scared. So coming from elementary school, going to middle school, I knew a lot of people. From elementary school, I used to hang out with like 6 girls who I thought at that time was my friends. Y'all know how that go. I had lost my virginity already. So I knew what sex was about. So nobody can peer pressure me into having sex. I was already doing that, honey. Thank you. Me being in the 6th grade, I was a follower, not a leader. And most of the times, it happens like that because I have sisters. I have 2 younger sisters. And one of them, she was a follower. And I see myself in her because I'm like, she don't need to be following. She needs to be a leader and stand on her own 2 feet. But now that she's about to enter high school, now she's seeing that she needs to be a leader, not a follower. But back to me, enough about my little sister, but it's just I see that in my sister. I didn't see that in myself at the time, but I see it in my sister, you know, her going into high school from middle school. So 6th grade was cool. I didn't have no beef, but peer pressure was so high and I fall victim to it. Oh, not to mention, I went to elementary school and middle school in Richmond, California. 9th grade, went to high school in Pinole, California. And 10th grade to 12th. And 10th grade to 12th. Excuse me. I went to school in Oakland, California. So I grew up in Richmond, California, and Oakland, California. My mom was from Richmond. My dad's from Oakland. Just had to give you guys a background of where I grew up at. Anyways, so when I got to 7th grade, I started to feel like my friends was not there for me or had a real friendship, but didn't know what to do about that situation because I didn't want to be a loner, so I just dealt with it. Like, if they say they ain't my friends, they ain't my friends, even though I know they not my friends, you know? So I still had to hang out with them. So at this point, there was no self-love because I wanted to be around cool people and follow what they were doing. But they, you know, they was not my real friends. Because self-love comes within. If you have so much self-control, self-love, you would know how to deal with this. But being a 6th grader, child, I was just following the crowd. I tell you, if they was walking off the bridge, I was walking off with them. So 7th grade came, and it was kind of cool, but I started to get in trouble. So that was the start of being a follower, I think, really being a follower, because these girls were getting into it with certain people, and I was getting into them because they was getting into them. Like, I had to eventually stand on my 2 feet, but no, girl, that didn't happen. But 8th grade was the year I started to see that the people I was hanging out with was not my friends and didn't have my back. So it was this tall ass girl. I wish I could mention her name, but people know her. So her and her cousin was always made fun of me. always made fun of me. I don't know why. Okay, at that time, I was going through something. I don't want to say the situation because that's another episode, but I was going through something, you know, with both of my parents, and at that time, I didn't have the new Jordans. I didn't have the new clothes. I mean, I had clothes, but it was not, like, name brand, you know? That's when I realized, like, okay, everybody else got name brand stuff, and it's me. And I, you know, I'm not gifted like that because of the situation I'm in. But I'm grateful that I had clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, no matter what brand it was. And I went through what I went through. I didn't get my hair done every 2 weeks and everything. But stuff changed, though. Stuff changed eventually. But that was kind of a little hard, you know. But anyways, so the girls would talk about my appearance and everything and how skinny I was. Mind you, in middle school, I was like maybe a 00, maybe. I was so skinny, y'all, and people would make fun of that. But it's all good, because now, honey, I got hips and thighs and booty. So the joke's on them, and they fat. Not to fat shame. I'm just saying. I'm speaking facts. All that time they was making fun of me. All that time they was making fun of me. And now seeing them as their adults, now it's like the laugh is on you. Like, I got the laugh because it's like I exercise. I make sure my health is good. You know what I'm saying? And seeing pictures of them, they just don't care. It's like, okay. But anywho, so the girls was making fun of me how skinny I was and how I didn't have my hair done as much often like everybody else, including them. So the following week I was near them in the lunch line and I heard them talking about me, and I had thought like I had enough of them talking about me. So I said to them, why they talking shit about me and I don't even know them like that? And then the girl started arguing with me back and forth and everything. And eventually, the following day, I was hearing around school like she wanted to fight me or whatever. But didn't know that I was about to get jumped. So, that's when I realized the so-called friends didn't help me out. Because the day that I got jumped, they didn't help me out, child. So when I went home, I looked at the mirror and thought, maybe I was ugly. And maybe that's why they was picking on me. Because I got into a fight. But it was not like my face was beat up or anything. But going into the mirror and looking at myself, I was like, damn, am I really this ugly? Is that why they beat me up? Like, I was just not loving myself. Like, maybe I am ugly. So I ended up having my friends cut my braids to make it into a style, even though the braids was old. I just was like, maybe this will make it look better, and then make it look better, made it look worse. So the self-love wasn't there because I felt like I was still ugly. So graduating from 8th grade was so wonderful for me, because 9th grade, that's when I start realizing a little bit of self-love. I was hella juiced to go to high school, man. It was, didn't know why, but I was so happy. So 9th grade was going to high school with my boy cousin. That was great. Like, that was kind of cool. But he was a boy, so he didn't care. He was like, okay, I'm going to school with my girl, because whatever. So, this is the year I met my best friend. And we've been friends since 9th grade. She's still in my life. Okay, back to me. So, I started having sex, I think, a lot. Not like going one person, this person, this person, this person. It was just one individual. Well, let me take that back. No, it was one individual. I was having sex with that person. So how that a cure. So the dude I was talking to, he went to De Anza High School. He was in 11th grade and I was in the ninth. I feel like that moment, that's when my older man fetish, I guess you can call it, I started liking older men. You know, I didn't like nobody in my age group. I did like people in my age group, but like, not really, you know? I bet y'all want to know his name, but I ain't gonna tell him his name. Because if you know, you know. And most people, like my best friend, she know who was the dealio. So we was talking and everything, and I used to smoke weed very heavily back in high school, like really heavy, like heavy. Smoked so much weed, y'all. Like I was the weed person, and like I would get up, smoke, walk to school, smoke in the car, smoke every day. I'm not encouraging smoking weed, but if you gotta get through what you gotta get through, smoke some weed. And like I said, at that time, I'm in the ninth grade, stuff is still going on with my parents, so I had to like kind of get away from it and just like try to reflect on what's going on. But I have to continue going to high school and not get pregnant like everybody around me or somebody I know got pregnant. So it's just like I had to smoke weed. So anyways, at that moment in my life, it's just, you realize, okay, I'm in the ninth grade, I'm smoking weed, I'm having sex with this one individually that is not in the same grade as me. He's in 11th grade. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal because, come and find out, this individual I was having sex with and smoking weed with, I had beef with his girlfriend. So when he told me, you know, we were talking and stuff, I knew he had a girlfriend, but I didn't know it was her. Ooh, I wish I could say her name. Because now that was one of the people, too, was making fun of me. And now just blowed up. I'm not fat shaming. That's not what I'm doing. Because I was big, too, once upon a time long ago. But it's just like when you see people talking about you, being hella mean to you, having fights with you and all this stuff, and then they see you years later, they're like, dang, she looked good. Then look at me. Like, that's how it was. But anywho, so it was just one day we were smoking, vibing, whatever. And he was like, you know, my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. You know, we got to figure out what we're going to wear to my junior prom. And I'm just sitting there, and I said, whoa, in my head, like, that's his girlfriend. This is ironic. So, this is before we had sex. So, I was like, I can get under her skin if I have sex with her boyfriend. So, we was, you know, he didn't know that I had beef with his girlfriend. You know, it's just, when he said that, I started having sex with this man, and that's so petty of me. I was just so petty in high school. I didn't give a fuck because it's like we was beefing, and I didn't care. That's so selfish and not self-love, because if you care about your body, you will love your body. You won't give your body to a person that you're having beef with, but that's what it was at that moment. And shit, I was didn't care how she felt or nothing. And I knew she knew that he was having sex with somebody, but she didn't know it was me. But I knew it was me because it was days like we'll have sex and then we'll, you know, go our separate ways, go home and go back to school. And she'll walk by me and I'll just laugh. Like, this is crazy. It's just ironic that I had sex with her boyfriend. And eventually she found out, and excuse me, my allergies. She found out and she just couldn't believe it. And then we were arguing or whatever, and she was like, you knew that was my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I was like, girl, he for everybody. girl. It's not just because he was not just having sex with me. He was having sex with a couple other women. But that was none of my business. I stayed in my lane because, first off, I'm not the girlfriend. I'm not the main girl and all this stuff. It's just, I smoke weed with this person. We conversate. We have sex. We go on by our day. So, she was just so mad and so funny. To this day, I was so petty. Petty boots. You just don't understand how that shit was crazy. And it don't make no sense because being in the ninth grade, that's when I found out that I could be a player. So 10th grade came and I officially moved in with my dad. So I was going back and forth through parents' house from Richmond to Oakland, and finally I just moved in with my dad because I feel like my dad was not gonna be on my ass like my mom. But he was on my ass, but not as strict as my mom. Like, my mom was so strict, even though she was going through a situation with herself, she was still there in my life, so it's still strict. And I'm like, girl, because the situation she was going through, I thought she would have noticed, but shit, she noticed. But like I said, that situation and my dad's situation is another episode, and I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna see if I can get their permission to talk about the situation. I know my mom is fine with me talking about her situation. I think I'll just talk about my dad's, but I'm gonna give my mom permission again to talk about the situation she was going through as I was growing up. But anyways, so I moved to Oakland for my 10th grade year. They were trying to decide what school I should go to. And I don't think I would say this situation either. A person that I knew had experience going to Tech. And my dad knew the person, so he was like, okay, maybe she should go to Tech. So I go to Tech. First day there, didn't know nobody. Eventually, you know, I start talking to people and people start talking to me. And I had gotten into this program called the Health Academy. To all my Health Academy Bulldogs, what's good, what's hood? I didn't know nobody, mind you, nobody. I didn't know nobody. Even though I've been in Oakland for so long, it's just, I have family, I have friends, mostly in Richmond. So, I didn't really know nobody out in Oakland but my dad. So, from 10th grade and beyond, I stayed in Oakland. But mind you, I was going back and forth. So, it's like, I was born in Oakland, Kaiser, 1987, July the 7th at 11 a.m., so when I say I'm from Oakland, I'm really from Oakland. I was born out there and raised a little bit in Oakland. Then we moved to Richmond, and then my dad and mom, whatever, separated or whatever that might be. And then, you know. So anyways, I didn't know nobody. Was in the Health Academy. I feel like the Health Academy helped me get to know people of different classes. Because the Health Academy was mixed with 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, and 12th graders. I feel that was the case. But then again, when I went to the high school, coming from this other high school, I was like a straight A student and I was on honor roll. So I didn't have to I wasn't taking 10th grade classes. So when I was in the 10th grade, I was taking 11th grade classes. But except the Health Academy, it was a mixture of us. So that was so cool because I'm coming from the other high school, straight A student on the honor roll. And then when I went to the counselor office to sign up for my classes, they looking at me like, you can't take no 10th grade classes. you got to take 11th grade classes. And I'm like, but I'm in the 10th grade, so I want to, you know, take 10th grade classes. They said the only class that really I was in was my 5th and my 6th. My 5th and my 6th period, it was, hold up, was that my 11th grade year? I got in the Health Academy. I think, so my 10th grade year, I wasn't in the Health Academy, I take that back. My 10th grade year, you know, I had 11th grade classes. So I was in classes with 11th graders. And you know what's the funny thing is? Everybody thought, eventually when it was time for me to graduate, everybody thought I was class of 2004, but I was really class of 2005. But anyways, so 10th grade year was good. I didn't know nobody, but I started to know people. And it was funny because... I'm gonna say her name. I will never forget this lady as long as I live. I enter her classroom and I was like, what the heck? And she introduced me and I was like, I was so mad at her. Like, she's like, this is Ernisha. She's in the 10th grade taking 11th grade classes. And I was like, what? She maybe didn't say like that, but I think she said it. She said, this is Ernisha and she's in the 10th grade. And everybody looked at me crazy. And it was like, and then she was like, yes, this is an 11th grade class, but she's in the 10th grade. So wherever she came from, she's smarter than all y'all. She didn't say it like that, but the vibe that I got from it, that's what she was saying. So I remember sitting down, feeling like everybody just looking at me like, what the fuck? Why is she hella smart? Blah, 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 blah. In my head, you know, nobody was really talking to me. But Mrs. Prescott, I love that lady because it's like she taught not just me being a 10th grader in her class that's 11th graders. It's just she taught me a lot. Like, she was stern. She didn't take no shit. You know, she loved all of us individually. I love Miss Prescott. You know, she was a good teacher. That was the first teacher I encountered because that was my first class. My first period, my first class. So when you go in there, you got to have all your shit together. And she was cool, but she didn't play no games. I felt like she was like that old, I mean, she was old, older, like grandma auntie type. Like, she cared about us, but she didn't babysit us. So when I entered that class, it was just funny. And to this day, I loved our encounter. Miss Prescott, she was a good teacher. But anyways, so I was, like I said, I was a 10th grade taking 11th grade classes. I think by my 10th grade year, I realized, like, the teacher that I was encountering, they was teaching us as a whole, but, like, when we had that one-on-one, and I had, like, a lot of one-on-ones, with my teachers, I realized, like, I need to, like, self-reflect and have self-love, because especially all these teachers that I'm looking at look just like me. We might have not have went through the same struggle, but hearing them and teaching us as a whole and then talking to them individually, like, after class or before class, I realized, like, I need to start having self-love and self-control and don't be a follower. So I end up, 11th grade year was, I think, my joy year, as most people say. I think that was my joy year because that's when I was selling candy to be buying my prom dress, but I was ended up selling candy. I can't even say candy. I end up selling candy to just have money in my pocket. So that's when I was getting my nails done every 2 weeks. And then it was a lady in my dad's life that was doing hair. So I was getting my hair done every 2 weeks. And I started buying shoes or whatever the case might be. Like, I was one of them. I end up being a fly girl. A little bit. A little something. Like, I start getting into myself. I started dressing. Like, that's when the self-love came in. I think 11th grade year was my drawing year. I think that's when self-love came in because I made sure that I was fly. You know, that's when my dad started really giving me allowance. So he would give me $20 every morning. He'll put it on my dresser. Even though he know I'm selling candy at school. Even though I'm not supposed to sell candy. Okay, you have to keep that on a hush hush. But people know. And it was some people. It was an individual. She was selling candy. I didn't want to step on her toes. You know, and I was like, hey, we'll do, you know, I want to start selling candy, but I don't want to step on your toes. And she was like, girl, I was just doing this for this reason, for this particular reason. You can start selling your candy. It ain't no disrespect. And at that moment, I was like, that's what's up. Like, I feel like you got to respect people hustle. Like, even though we both know we couldn't sell candy, you know what I'm saying? I went up to her and I didn't even know her. I just know her. She was a weed smoker. Good, intelligent girl. She was a year younger than me. And she was selling candy. So I was like, how? You know, I'm not going to say virtual. So I asked her, you know, I'm about to start selling candy if that's okay with you. And she was like, go ahead. Basically passing the torch. Even though I didn't have to have permission from her. It's just respect. You know, I didn't want no beef. Like, damn, you selling candy up? Like, yeah, I didn't want it to become a competition yet. So I was starting to sell candy, and that's when I started having conversations with different people in different grades, and we'll do a boo, and that's when self-love came, and I appreciate that, because I feel like if I did not start selling candy, I don't think I would have started having self-love about myself and my appearance. Not worrying what other people think, like, dress for how I want to dress, do my hair how I want to do my hair, even though I'm not doing it, but it just felt so good that I started getting into myself. At this point, I'm still a 00. This is so funny. I told myself I would never, never expose. But I did have a body image problem with myself. Even though I dress cute and stuff, I would put sweats under my pants to make me look a little thicker, because that's what I seen around me. Everybody was thicker. So my 12th grade year, I still was doing that. I would put leggings underneath my pants to make me a little thicker, or put like thin sweats to make me a little thicker. And then 12th grade year, when it was time to graduate, I did the same thing on my graduation day. When I turned 20 and realized, like, I can't be wearing sweats or leggings under my pants forever. If it's meant for me to be skinny, that's what it's gonna be, right? I'm gonna be skinny. So my 20th birthday, after that, I stopped wearing like the leggings underneath my jeans. And then when I turned 21, maybe not 21. Yeah, when I turned 21, that's when I started gaining my weight. And I was like, see, when you start loving yourself, not worrying about what everybody think, worry about how you feel, not pretending to be something that you're not, stuff will start, you know, coming in. So I started gaining weight. Still smoking weed, you know? Still smoking weed, gaining weight. And that's when the self-love came in, and I finally realized self-love at the age of 21. So that goes to say, you go through all these journeys in life to figure out what self-love means to you, and it don't matter how long it takes, as long as you get the picture before it's time for you to be 6 feet under, you know. And it took me years to find that self-love, and 21 was another drawing year for me, because that's when I became, you know, everything. So you guys have a blessed day. I love you guys. Figure out what self-love means to you. And I'll holla. And I love you guys. And spread the word. Tell a friend, tell a cousin, tell a family member to listen to For the Love of Ernisha. I love you guys. Stay blessed. Peace.